Hi and welcome to another episode of the Saturday Morning Circle. I'm your host Charlotte. I'm so happy that you are here, and today I have a bit of a special episode for you. My family has been, maybe you heard, but has been through a thick cold over the past couple of days, and today I want to talk to you just from the heart. I am just here present with you, and I want to channel one or two things that have been on my mind lately, that have been working through me, and I think they are just so important to every one of us that I just wanted to talk to you about them. I realized while I was creating my very nice new podcast episode that I am just pushing myself, that I realized I am not creating at the moment from the heart. I am creating because I have to create, or because I really want to create, but there is not much room for me to breathe through it and just to celebrate that it's the afternoon, that I can just spend time with my family. And I realize this pressure, and this is what I want to talk to you about today, because so often in life we feel we just need to accomplish something and we disconnect from our hearts. It is actually draining on the entire physiology to just create from the mind. It uses up all the energy that your metabolism, your lower body is providing for you, just for the thinking process. And this is the moment when we make the wrong step, and you know you need to learn something for an exam, or you just need to finish your bookkeeping and you just keep going, and the moment you lose the contact to the present where your heart is always the anchor for, and that moment you harm your physiology, you use up your energies wrong. And the interesting thing that nowadays our lifestyle, the everyday we are living, is just so dedicated to providing to a certain due date, or to release a podcast episode every Saturday. You hear me? It is not about our daily chores, but it's just like deadlines at work. It is deadlines for school, deadlines for the bookkeeping, and all of this accumulated just creates sometimes this deep-seated pressure that pulls our energy out of the physiology into the head and into the mind and into the thought. And then we are wondering sometimes why we worry so much, or why we can't let go at nighttime. It is because we using our energy in our everyday life not in the right way. We are not fully embodied within our body, and we lose contact to the concept of that good things can take time. They also can go very fast, but honoring the process and living a life that is honoring a process rather than the end result, where we just try to achieve the next goal and where we're just chasing the next due date or the next deadline. It is so important for us to allow things to naturally unfold. And this natural unfolding is something we can create in our life and invite in our life by fully honoring and respecting our own physiology, by not pushing, by not demanding more from us than we have to give, to fill our cups first and to make sure that we can provide for ourselves, that we can breathe in a way that it nurtures our entire body and that we don't get hastily in our breath. Never mind, we all know these situations when we just feel the pressure of like getting things done and just losing contact to what we actually want to create or actually the life we want to live. Because all these tiny goals, we just all chase them without getting joy out of them. We live a life that is built upon pressure and not upon joy. And this is the key why we don't feel that our days fulfill us so much anymore. That our days are, that this deep fulfillment is lacking in our days. It does not mean that we cross off a to-do. A crossing off a to-do is not really fulfilling us deeply. What fulfills us deeply is the connection we can feel, the warmth we put in human interaction, the love, the tender moments, how much we care for each other. And if all these tasks don't make us feel like this, we put more and more of this energy, this pressure, this mind-driven or mentally driven energy into our lives. There's one simple step that you can do if you realize that you feel a lot of pressure and that you lost the contact with the joy in the task. And I don't mean that it always has to be fun, but these things need the component of the heart always. Everything needs the component of the heart that helps us to release the pressure and to let go and to pull our energies back into place, our grounded root energy into our pelvis, our warmth heart energy into our heart, and to let go in the mind. And if we practice this on a regular basis, we will feel how aware we become when we lose the contact. So actually, it is a task to embody our own body fully, to reach with your energy and awareness into the last cell on your small little finger and to embrace living life full bodily. And there's one thing you can do is just put your hands on your heart and just breathe. Breathe for 5 minutes, breathe for 1 minute, and feel how when you put your awareness, your full focus into your heart, how you calm down and how you can release a bit of the pressure. This is when we become present. This is when we can create a life in the now. This is when life feels fully alive and we feel the vibration of being alive. So I hope from the bottom of my heart that you enjoyed this little special podcast episode today. I hope you have a wonderful Saturday morning and that you can enjoy your coffee and that you're maybe crafting a bit and something that is filling your body with ease and joy and harmony. Because this is the healthy place to be in. This is what keeps us sane. This is what helps us to heal. And this is the place that we need to cultivate. I send you a big hug from the UK. And I'm so happy that you tuned in today. Lots of love to you, Charlotte.